You know, New Orleans is a type of city where people believe in living today and be happy. It's a very merry city. They believe in enjoying life to its fullness. New Orleans' custom was when they finished working Friday, they'd start good timing from Friday on till Blue Monday. They wouldn't work on Monday. As poor as they are, they would have these good time days. Though people didn't have nothing, they certainly did have a wonderful spirit under all of its segregation there, because the Negro stayed by himself. They created their own enjoyment, and yet they had their own tragedies, but somehow or other, they went along. We used to hear the Dixieland music, as they call it now. When I was a child, they call that kind of music indecent music, music for common people in the saloons and the honky-tonks. These type of people wasn't even on records. I heard them before Louis Armstrong left and come up to Chicago. Papa Celestine and King Oliver and all those people, I've seen them. Many of the songs that you hear today that come out of New Orleans, a lot of these musicians play this type of music because New Orleans is noted for another thing, of having great big funerals. And I've driven. If anyone in the community would die that was well loved or belonged to the secret orders like Knights Ephesians and the Elks, things like that, they would always hire a band. This proved the good time spirit of New Orleans people. Cry at the incoming of a child and rejoice at the outgoing. But I've heard of a city called Heavy. And they would have these big funerals in the early days when I was a girl, drawn by two white horses. The Knights Ephesians with all their uniforms on, which made a great spectacular. And when the body would come out of the church, while the drums would hit up these sad songs, and they would march behind the hearse. Moan my way to Canaan land. I'm on my way over to Canaan land. After the burial of the deceased, then this band would strike up these religious songs. People from all over would meet at the cemetery and come back and dance in the streets. The children and old folks on bicycles, on trucks or wagons or whatever it was, they would all get right into the jubilant feeling of this jazz music. On my way, people was always happy. They didn't know somebody had died, but that music did something to them. And that type of music is really, it's in my soul. It's a part of New Orleans people. It's just like eating red beans and rice.